Don't make any noise when the music's playing. I don't like any noise when the music's playing.
Well done, get a gun in your face, bitch nigga. People have you praying to God. Move your kids, have you hiding your mom. Beef is when you hide behind the mother niggas. But they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers. Fuck niggas. People have you keying our cars. Heart broke, yours don't look like ours.
Them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
Throwing that flag up, running round, you hot shit. Taking half of everything you get.
Yeah, them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
And we know that. Contract all fucked up. I guess that means you all fucked up. You signed to one nigga, then signed to another nigga, then signed to three niggas. Now that's bad luck. Damn that shit, even the odds now. You better off selling this hard now. You call it living out your dreams. You can't fly without your wings. You get it. Jeremy Scott's all camouflage. You can't hide it from yourself, career sabotage. I was really in that travel lodge. You just lying through your catalogs. We're the blood and the battle scars. We the ones the judge juggling them gavels on. Put me to the body, nigga. First 48, put us to them bodies, nigga. Round here, we don't play that. A to the K that, spray that, lay back. You can keep your beats, nigga. We much rather shit your bitch, nigga. Bitch, nigga. 3 million, can't hide that. It shows in the homes, I done tried that. That's why you'll never be my neighbors. Smile as you waving, but we know you niggas hate us. Fuck you playing games for? Don't be scared, get everything you came for. They got you talking that big shit. Little do you know we don't miss shit. Them niggas using you as a pawn. You see they never loaded they guns. Now you out here all by yourself. Ask Steve Jobs, wealth don't buy health. Yeah. Beef is best served like steak. Well done, get a gun in your face, bitch nigga. Have you praying to God? Move your kids, have you hiding your mom?
When this record first dropped, oh my God, talk about a repeat. Man, that shit made me want to get back into the streets.
Yours don't look like ours.
Them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
Throwing that flag up, running around, you hot shit. Taking half of everything you get.
Yeah, them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
And we know that.
Hove album. Are y'all ready for it? June 30th, new Hove album.
Let this shit knock. I done turned Havana to Atlanta.
Right.
Why I wear shirts and bandanas. Hey, tiny thing that got me, I switched the planner. Bulletproof this radio scanners. Ballin' to they banners. You getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood, but got White House clamors. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politician never did shit for me. Except lie to me to start history. Wanna give me jail time and a fine. fine. Let me commit a real crime. I might buy a kilo for cheap keep. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets. Hear the freedom in my speech. Got an onion from Universal, read it and weep. Would've bought the Nets to Brooklyn for free. Except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seats. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said chill, you gon' get me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Y'all gon' learn today. Y'all gon' learn today.
Almost wanna start a revolution. You know whenever I'm threatened, I start shooting. Catch your body, head to Houston. I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. This communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very might of the music. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gon' learn today.
Y'all gon' learn today.
Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. New role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
It would be masterful and classic Hov if he acknowledged Prodigy's greatness or paid his respects on one line on his new album.
Get that kiss on the cheek, it's rest in peace. Leave your body wrapped in the sheets, go clean my piece. Two come together, make one. And if we have a son, he gon' shine like one. Feel me? I said pipes on a roddy, like sawed off shotties. Like my pockets naughty and mob like a Gotti. Don't want your thotty, that whole pussy probably. Burn like the deserts of Mojave. Wasabi, Abu Dhabi, summertime in hell. Heard that box hot like summertime in jail. Need a bitch to mob with me, new Gambino. Let her meet the family, give her my Bambino. You want the big fish or damn Nemo? See these new jacks are just too damn emo. You ain't got cash money, brother. You couldn't have been Nino. Ain't even G money if you ain't got the 10 Cinos. My lady friend, she know my 10's 3-0. So you can't see her neck in the Benzino. Feel me? Power turn her on, cowards turn her off, yeah. Left her dripping like the shower turning off. I said if I get that kiss on the cheek, it's rest in peace. Leave your body wrapped in the sheets, go clean my piece. Two come together, make one. And if we have a son, he gon' shine like one. Feel me? I
said if I some get early fab title, New Gambino.
Wrapped in the sheets, go clean my piece. Two come together, make one. And if we have a son, he gon' shine like one. Feel me? Shorty like Ginger and Nikki. Tell me a man problems, then she give me the licky. She say I always make her laugh, then take off her Vicky's. One time I hit her from the back screaming out Ricky. She like, you so fucking stupid. Then proceeded to fuck me stupid. She say I need a good girl like she the fucking blueprint. I cannot fall in love, bitch is probably fucking Cupid. Too much time on the road, he wiped the fucking groupie. Treat her like a Billy, she really a fucking hoopty. She looking at me like, why you can't commit? I'm looking at her like, you why I can't commit? What if Bonnie would've cheated on Clyde? Let another nigga beat it on the side. Is that still your ride or die? Can you still look him out of eye?
If I get that kiss on the cheek, it's rest in peace. Leave your body wrapped in the sheets, go clean my piece. Two come together, make one. And if we have a son, he gon' shine like one. Feel me? I said if I get that kiss on the cheek, it's rest in peace. Leave your body wrapped in the sheets, go clean my piece. Two come together, make one. And if we have a son, he gon' shine like one. Feel me?
Mob flicks and chill, Godfather, good fella. I start moving in way before the movie end. This the part when they whack the boss. Now come over here and whack a boss. Then I add carbone. It's kinda heavy on the carbs though. Veal and escargot.
The bill look like a card note, mafioso. Told her call me mafioso. When we out on that, I'm Afi coast though. My son the prince, King Jaffe Joe Flo. Look, we steady mobbin', riding with me. You ready robbin'? They petty robbin', taking shots, but cheddar bobbin'. We get it poppin', really cakin', we Betty crockin'. One eye on the money, gotta keep on Fetty whoppin'. One eye on you snitches, cause I know the feds be watchin'. Bought my son a Rollie, so that boy already watchin'. Watch him, grow into a young Coleon, young Rollie on. The boy out of here, young OG gone.
Wrist that, where your time at? Click this, click that, where your nine at? Pull up and we just might meet ya. Don't know, got a nigga that'll teach ya. Let a nigga then try to get low. Hate to break it to him, but he gotta go. Clean top 10, nigga, where your dime at? Wrist that, where your time at?
If I get that kiss on the cheek, it's rest in peace. Leave your body wrapped in the sheets, go clean my piece. Two come together, make one. And if we have a son, he gon' shine like one. Feel me? Feel me? I said if I get that kiss on the cheek, it's rest in peace. Leave your body wrapped in the sheets, go clean my piece. Two come together, make one. And if we have a son, he gon' shine like one. Feel me?
I got the streets when you hurt. Yeah, it's me. Got it. I'm on some New York shit. To the max, still wait. And I hustle hard like my name ain't no A. Though I'm my mom's first baby, Rockefeller did rape me. She said I was a bad boy, but now I'm more like Jason. During reasonable doubt, I went the independent route. Now I'm the big popper that the industry talk about. Gucci sweaters and all, praise God in my faith. Free the GS9, I hope them niggas beat up that case. I'm still getting mine, young and cocky. I'ma be the king ASAP, no Rocky. Unless we talking about my jewelry. The wrist in my neck on glitter. Me and Block was coke boys before French Montana. R.I.P. Chimps, your boy about to bring in the brinks. My city on lock, Raekwon and Ghost, Cuban my links. Dumb as OGs, man, I might be the youngest OG. Right after Fab, that's family. Love till I'm deep in the soil. I was raised to be loyal. My squad called Sarah, my pockets on Gordon. Might flip the mold, put my Porsche on autumn. It's gonna be a rough ride like X where my dogs go. This one here, Fofo, a nigga even think that'll be a hit, should've signed a Murder Inc. Or maybe GMG, Uncle Murder, what you think? My whole set dipped down in different color minks. Jewels in the gems, shining like a motherfucker. Standing front of cam, blinding like a motherfucker. We on my beat, but I rock with P and half. Put some D on the block, that thing went fast. Counting up the roots, styling like P. Now I'm a MCM, hoes trying to kiss me. A nigga on the run, like N-O-R-E. We the breaking news, CNN, BSB, records, nigga. And you see us out here hooping, free beloved and bang, they ain't do that shooting. But I'm a gun clapper, yeah, yo, way and bagger, with mad bucks in the banks, 50 my favorite rapper. I got 1 million, now I'm trying to get two. Put rocks on any block and watch the fiends fall through. Never been caught, God bless me, no head shoot. Somehow the flow sick, so sick, I just flew. In from out of towns, and they always saying, we don't fuck with New York rap, but you the one that we playing. The South said they jacking our slang, that shit whack. Saying dad fuck 12, and every line is a trap. The lane from Texas, but sibling trying to be future. If it wasn't for you, your city wouldn't have a future. LA said Kendrick, I got, but you'll be spitting. You tell stories like Nas when it was written. Chicago said niggas wanna bang like us. Now it's glow up, come on dog, enough is enough. Who held it down when niggas was licking West Coast dick? But tryna sound like Atlanta, desperate for a hit. Record, I'm on record, saying I don't respect it. I'm a splitting image of where I record on my records. You guess it, the young king hails from New York City. I fuck with YG cause he look and sound like his bitch. Me goes Gucci and Thug got that country bounce. If it ain't from Chirac, then that drill don't count. If you a swagger jack, then it shoot fits this beat. But niggas got their own fucking sound, clan don't need ya. They ain't come here for that, or your remix neither. You don't go to the Chinese store when you want pizza.
One of Troy's best records that, right here. Your remix neither. This drink goes. Go to shout out to Troy Ave. Restore the feeling in New York City. my fellow hip hoppers, I salute you. I'm holding this show close to my heart for a very special reason, so thanks for listening in advance. Welcome to Trust the Process Radio. I'm your host, Fresh.
And it's your co-host, O.
Hollywood was shocked some weeks back with the Charlie Murphy death. And now hip hop is taking a serious blow this week with the passing of Mobb Deep's prodigy. Came to shock to everyone. Where were you when you heard about his death?
I was at work, but I definitely I was like chatting with some friends like on some little group chat or whatever, and someone like was like P died, and I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, it was just like, alright, whatever, nigga. Mm-hmm. Then you look it up. I think our first place I went to was Twitter, and they had, you know, people talking about it. And then I saw, I think, the XXL article or like Billboard article to like confirm it. And I was just like, damn, because it's just, there was no reason for that. You know what I'm saying? So there was no, like, you know, you didn't hear about him getting hurt or nothing like that.
Exactly.
It was out of nowhere. And people had seen him like the week before, fully healthy and all that. So it really didn't make any sense at all.
I was one of them. That it came as a real, like, you know, like real shocking blow to me, because I seen a dude perform the week prior.
Right.
Seen him live and he was the same self and shit. Everything was cool. Everything was like, it appeared straight.
Yeah.
And it was almost kind of like, what the fuck?
It was almost kind of funny for me because one of my friends was like, oh, I saw him on a podcast and he looked kind of tired. And I was like, nah, he always looks tired, dude. Like, yeah. So, and then I went back and looked at it at the same one they were talking about, and he looked completely normal, like, for him, you know what I'm saying? So, not at all. See it coming at all, man.
Yeah, it's a shocker. And come to find out, like, P would always have these, like, you know, these little
little bouts or whatever, right?
These little health crises where he go into the hospital for 3 to 5 days and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
And it was going on for the duration of Mobb Deep, and I never knew that.
Havoc, I definitely knew about that. I heard about that before.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Like, Havoc mentioned that in a recent interview, I think with TMZ, and he spoke about that briefly and shit, and I never knew that. Like, you know, Prodigy never even mentioned that in the interviews and stuff
I've heard him mention it before. Oh, really? I think particularly when he had the book coming out, the cooking book.
The cooking book?
Yeah, because he mentioned that he has to take care of his health and know what he eats because, you know, because of his sickle cell and stuff like that. So I think he mentions it in passing sometimes, but it's not like a major point of conversation ever.
I guess so. But it just threw me off and shit. Like, I never knew that, you know, that he had that issue and stuff. It was just crazy, man. Like, we lost one of the great ones, man.
Definitely. Yeah, New York, one of the great ones, you know, for New York particularly. You know,
let's talk about his legacy a little bit. What's your favorite Mobb Deep album?
Album has got to be the Infamous.
Infamous?
Yeah, just off the strength of the just the beats, I guess, man. You know, I think they've always been top-notch rhyming, but the beats on Infamous is particular.
Actually, a few of my groups, about two or three of them, I asked that same question and shit. And a lot of people said Hell on Earth, actually.
I honestly, those first three albums are not too far apart.
Yeah, it's not. And the thing is, I'm not even mad that somebody even would say Hell on Earth and shit, because, you know, they was very consistent with the Infamous and shit. And for, like, whatever reason, you know, where you was at in your life or, you know, what the music did to you and shit, I'm not mad if, you know, someone saying Hell on Earth and shit, but it's the Infamous for me. But Hell on Earth is definitely another classic too, man.
What's your favorite song, though? Like, albums aside?
Favorite song on the Infamous?
No, like, just Mobb Deep song or even Prodigy song.
Both of the intros, I would say that's my, the start of your ending is my favorite song on Infamous, and the intro on Hell on Earth.
Yeah,
I think Animal Instinct. Yeah, both of those intros, like, just,
yeah. The first song that come to mind for me is the Just Step. Like, you know, after the interlude, when he's like, let me speak my little motherfucking piece or whatever.
Oh, when he's talking shit,
and it's like, please get the money, long time no cash.
That's
the Infamous, and of course, Keep It Thorough, nigga. That's that shit.
Keep It Thorough, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You're talking about give up the goods, right?
Yeah, give up the goods. Yeah. Okay, but it's like give up the goods, Just Step. Like, that's like the subtitle or whatever.
I know you're talking about now. Also, Street Life too. Well, I remember vividly, like, when I first heard Street Life, I believe. It was on a Clue Tape, matter of fact. It was like the very first song. The very first song.
Run it back.
I think on the B side of a Clue Tape, dogs. Yo, That shit did something to my soul.
They was on Clue tapes heavy. Like they were like, there were at least 3 Mobb Deep songs on every Clue tape that dropped.
And you gotta remember, like, that shit came off of like, it came off like the back end of like Hell on Earth 2. So it was like the first Mobb Deep song that we've heard since Hell on Earth. Yo, I believe it came like right after Hell on Earth.
Even Hell on Earth with that fucking the Scarface shit, you know what I'm saying? With the man, like they flipped that shit lovely. Like you would never think hearing that shit that a nigga could make that shit into a dope rap song. Yeah. And they really did. So
That was Pete doing it too. He brought that sample to Havoc and shit.
Yeah, and then fucking they did the same thing with Scarface. I mean, they did that with that joint they did with Nas.
Yeah, that's what he basically was watching movies different. He said, and he said, like, you know, basically, like, he would like flip shit like that or just have certain ideas when he would watch movies and shit. Like, yo, why nobody ever did this? So of course he went into Havoc and shit. Knew that Havoc.
Yeah, I was watching an interview this week where the nigga was talking about he took the Nighttime Vultures, the vulture sound from Clash of the Titans, like random as hell. Like I'm like, why? First of all, why are you watching Clash of the Titans? Like the old school joint with the claymation and all that.
I have no idea.
Like it's just, it was, yeah. He got a vivid imagination.
Prodigy found that, or
yeah, Prodigy really? Found it. Yeah,
or he brought it to Havoc.
Yeah, what? Yeah, yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, man.
I had the pleasure of meeting dude too, like a couple years ago. About 3 years ago, I would say.
Okay.
And it was actually like a legendary time too, because it was like right after he dropped his book, and I met him with Noriega too. And
that's funny. Yo, actually, not Nori. I'm thinking Capone. I think that would be funny if you said that.
Yeah, Capone wasn't there. Capone wasn't there. It was crazy because, you know, there was like rumors going. Well, not rumors, but, you know, Capone expressed himself, his dislike for, you know, Prodigy's book and what he said about him.
Right.
This, that, and the third. Then Nori had some words for Prodigy as well about the whole shooting with Ty Nitty and shit, saying right, shadow of accident, right, all that type of stuff. So it was a lot of interviews, you know, back and forth. And I remember Prodigy did an interview on Who Kid and shit, like, probably like that Saturday. And I probably met them like that following week, like that Thursday or something like that. And this was the first time they was in the same space since the book came out.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, so I mean, I wasn't there for the initial meeting, but I just came in there when they was already like, you know, just chilling, vibing.
Yeah.
Prodigy was real quiet for most of the night and shit. We was at the spot just drinking and shit.
Yeah.
Nori was telling mad stories just about a whole bunch of shit.
That was Nori though. That's what he does.
Exactly. And like the thing is, this is before like his whole, you know, podcast right. thing or whatever. So like, you know, I didn't really know Nori was this funny and shit. Like he's a real character and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
He was saying some of the wildest stuff. Like a lot of shit that I can't even like, you know, repeat and shit. But he was talking about, you know, old sewer rappers and shit that he was just ahead of the curve with. He kept on trying to like punch in his point that he was the first one with the Sky Pager and shit like that. I think he said he was the first
Why would
one.
You want to be that person?
He was like how he was the first one with that. I think
you're talking about a two-way or the Sky
Pager? Okay. Two-way Sky Pager.
Oh, he said he was the first. I thought you were talking about Sky Pager from like the 90s and
shit. No, two-way joint. I think he seen Tone and Polk with it. And I think he got it from them, or they got it, or vice versa, and shit like that. But it was like something along those lines. Either Tone had it first, or Tone bit off of him, and Nori was the first one with it. Nori also was talking about how he was the first one with a video camera and shit like that. He said I'd be in the studio, and people would be comfortable just talking on camera and shit like that. He just would be recording motherfuckers, and you know, he got like old footage of like Shine, Foxy Brown, DMX, and shit, a whole bunch of people. Or whatever, just talking crazy, you know what I mean? They don't, you know, of course, this was the social media wasn't around,
right?
And they didn't think that this, you know, information would go anywhere else just within that room,
yeah.
So they was talking about, you know, this rapper and that rapper and shit. But he said he got a lot of footage and shit, he got a lot of dirt on motherfuckers and shit like that.
He could set niggas up, he probably got the same kind of footage on Prodigy if you wanted to use it, but you know, it's not gonna happen, so.
You think so?
I mean, even if he had something incriminating, he definitely wouldn't use it now.
The thing is, Prodigy is very calculated, man. Prodigy, it's rare that you would see him out of character or just talking reckless if he didn't, like, you know.
And to your point, I've met him a couple of times, too, and every time I've met him, he's been super quiet as well.
Yeah, like, he's real quiet and shit like that.
Him and Nas are very similar that way. When I met them, they're really observant and quiet.
Real observant or whatever, watching the room and shit like that, you know, just, you know, speak when spoken to. They don't over-talk and shit. But
at the same time, time when I met him, he was always cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, definitely like that. Yeah, it's definitely like that. The thing is, the vibe was more so Nori was controlling the room, so you really wasn't even paying attention to P like that.
Right.
So like, you know, he would get lost in the shuffle, and you know, Nori just being himself and shit like that. So you just, you know, basically is at any situation you would give Nori the floor because he's the most entertaining and shit.
But when you flip it around on the rap shit, like, it's almost the opposite. Like, P would like dominate as far as lyrically. You know what I'm saying? Just the voice and all that. Just even the, you know, he's very similar to Guru as far as cadence and the way he delivered his verses too. You know what I'm saying? So like, it just kind of takes over like the song right away. You know, so
I definitely made it my point to ask him one-on-one and shit his favorite Mobb Deep album.
Oh, word? What'd he say? I'm curious.
He told me, what you think?
I was gonna say Infamous, but that's not their first album. Because it's their first album, but that's not their first.
Yeah.
So I don't even know like what he would say.
He said Hell on Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
He didn't really go into detail. I wasn't gonna interview and shit. I didn't want to pick his brain, but I believe I asked him like, why did he say that? And what he said was, it's like the first for everything and shit. It was like the first time that they had money and shit.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, they knew a lot more.
Right.
He gave like a few reasons and stuff like that. But after he said that, and then I went and read the book like a couple of weeks later,
yeah,
it made more sense and shit like that. Also, a lot of their friends died around that time too. So it's like,
twin died and all that, right?
I think his pops died.
And
then,
and Killer Black died around that time too, right?
Killer Black died. He died before Infamous. He died before Infamous. But Twin's brother died.
Yeah.
Prodigy's pops died. And I believe like, you know, a handful of their friends and shit they would shout out like in songs and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I could definitely see what that would be his favorite, man. And I was just thinking, you said it's first, and that's really the first one they did on their own, because I think the Infamous, you know, Q-Tip was heavily involved.
Yeah, he was driving that vehicle. Yeah, he was more so like a third member and shit like that.
Yeah, silently though. I didn't even know that until years later.
Yeah, because he mixed their whole album and stuff. But
those drums are super Q-Tip-ish. The drums on the Infamous, I mean.
Infamous album?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, yeah, it totally makes sense. They did that. That was the first one where they were really Mobb Deep for real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that makes sense.
So like, you know, it basically brought like a more understanding, you know, to his point and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, I get it now and shit or whatever. Like, I definitely get it. But yeah, P's just, you know, he's real one of them ill dudes, like real unorthodox and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, definitely a special rapper, man.
Yeah, man. Like, who had better like opening lines and shit to like rap than him, man?
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Like, yeah, you're right about that. Like.
Real, man.
And few people even, I can't say because I'm not in their minds or even hearing them say it, but I don't even think people approach for their verses like that no more. Where they got those first lines that just hit you.
He threatened to throw a TV at somebody, man.
You crazy?
Yeah. A fucking TV, yo? Like, that fucking hurts, man.
You sound like you know that from experience, my bro.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm fucking carrying TV from room to room, yo. Like, imagine that shit being thrown at you.
Yeah,
man.
The old school joints, not the flat screens.
Exactly, man, yeah. He said that shit in, what, 2000, 2001?
Yeah, man.
Had them fatbacks around them times, man. But yeah, man, shit. In my lifetime, I've seen through the paper's lines, all them shits, man.
Yeah, man, I mean, yeah, there's just too many lines. Every verse that he came on, and he came in with that punch, man. So, you know,
You play yourself once, you get shot twice.
Like, yeah, man. I mean, it's too many lines, man. It's too many. God. You can't even count them.
Yeah, man. This dude, man. Yeah, he was menacing, man. He carried like a deadpan delivery and shit. Like,
right.
The thing is, he talked about pain and stuff like that. And, you know, he had so much anger built in him, but you never heard him scream too when he rapped and shit. That was like another ill thing about him. You never heard him scream.
Right.
Like, he would say like the most fucking gruesome, gory shit and be mad casual saying it. Though.
Right.
Like,
right. That was that Guru comparison I was making before. You know,
yeah,
like really
kept
that same monotone style the whole time, and that's special though, man. To evoke emotion and not really portray it,
that is dope. You know, we don't even have time for his drop a gem on them lyrics to when he was going at Pac. I don't know anybody that went at Pac harder, man. He was talking crazy, man.
Yeah, I was just looking at, because you know the movie just dropped or whatever. Not to date the show, but I was just looking at somebody talking about that same Mobb Deep and Pac beef too. So. Yeah, it's funny you just bring that up, but
he said, man, I'll reconstruct your face. so you can learn how to speak again.
Yeah, nigga said Rocky, when your face stab your brain with your nose bone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the first song
they came out with ever too. It's not ever, but you know, like the first shit that really blew up and niggas was listening.
Yeah, that hurts, man. So I mean, I got some songs dedicated to P for his most recent work. A lot of shit that was pretty much overlooked and stuff. Some joints that you probably would be familiar with, but let's get into the Prodigy set and R.I.P. to P once again.
Yeah, let's do it.
My cigar was potent. I got it shipped over from my dog in Oakland. Coughing, smoking, the safety on the 40 broken. So I'ma hit a few niggas when the 40 open. Killers don't act off emotions. Conway, Prodigy, shooting like Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. Every time I spit a bar, it's like God has spoken. That's why they feel my music way across the ocean. Throw on my mask, black hoodie, pack the black, fully automatic, vets. I am that bully, three holes cut in my black scully, I'm that gully. Talk to me crazy, get your mouth back, smack bloody. Trust me, shit really about to get that ugly. Fuck a chain, I buy machine guns with my rap money. Got a bunch of young niggas that'll clap for me. Whack from me, pop a nigga, take the rap from me. When I got hit, they was hoping it was a rap from me. Nah, I'm back, dummies, fuck it. My niggas open wing shacks to clean the trap money. Using the sack from selling birds, ain't that funny? Ain't it ironic? All my shit is iconic, fire chronic. Machine, bitch, my boss is bionic. Bodies get chalked up, drive-bys or walk-ups. He tried to run, my little homies was waiting in the shortcut. That's how we was brought up, the OGs, they taught us to stack your money, stay down, don't snitch if you get caught up. My dog headed to Elmira on that prison tour bus. He hit a nigga, 12-year-old sister, shooting the sport chuck. He got my homie going on the vacation. Homie that snitch, we gon' get him, we gon' stay patient. Pop his legs first before the K waste him. I'ma piss on the nigga face like I'm Ray Nathan.
Shake the fire pin.
You dudes don't even know who Ray Nathan is. Y'all do not know where that line came from. Let the God talk.
Gun got a broke safe button. Bitch, my hands got a broke safe button. Shake the fire pin. Take the handle grip, couldn't control it fully, couldn't handle the kick. Bitch, my gun got a broke safe button. Bitch, my hands got a broke safe button. Yeah. Machine with the bandana wrap on it. Yeah. That's Conway and P, that's a slapper, homie. Yeah. That's what the Bay say, New York say it's fire thug. If you ain't want this murder, then why the fuck you hire thugs? Sure as blood is burgundy in my veins. I serve verses like Cain, burn rappers like haze. I kill you slow like AIDS and laugh at your pain. That face you make is funny when you crying. I'ma say I am very disappointed with you. Thought you was a monster. I got your bitch dog, karma's a bitch. I'm a pure breed G's and you a mixed bread fucker. You was talking major shit, now you calling me your brother. Nigga, I am not your bro, you was never the homie. You tried to set me up for death, but I'm still going. It's very apparent that you front, and I'm the one busting with the broke safe button. Shake the fire pin, tape the handle grip. Couldn't control it fully, couldn't handle the kick. Bitch, my gun got a broke safe button. Bitch, my hands got a broke safe button. Shade the fire pin, take the handle grip. Couldn't control it fully, couldn't handle the kick. Bitch, my gun got a broke safe button. Bitch, my hands got a broke safe button. Griselda, Griselda. Do.
shots sound like. Shots sound like the drum roll. No streets is dumb cold, even in the summer though. Niggas can't handle the truth or they don't wanna know. This shit is gory, close your eyes, pussy. My history documented, kept a nine in my hoodie. Graduated to the footy, we was goody. It was money over nookie, that went without saying. Mommy never let us leave the crib without praying. But y'all playing. Your verse wasn't worth the paper that it was written on. The fuck is you saying? Not much, let me have to get the duct tape. Fuck the world, I'm out here trying to make another race. Whatever happened, gon' happen, we just living life. Amongst the walking dead, looking like they died twice. I kept a hood like the fried rice. Too dark to get a tan from the limelight. It don't affect shit, bitch, but the pot's getting bigger. Hoes getting thicker, pour more liquor. Roll more trees up, I'm about to go in. Watch a nigga roll the sleeves up.
It was a wrap, period.
Red Nugget had this. Red Nugget had it. You got to have your team, you ain't getting that money. If you ain't got no team, man, you make no money. But if you ain't got a team, man, we take your spot. So, man, and get your money. So, man, so, you bum.
That's it, man. You don't be in the hospital.
Yeah. Anybody disrespect, have a pee. Get their head cracked open like a coconut sheen. Get your dome sprayed up like coconut sheen. At the barbershop, line niggas up nice and neat. Get splashed open down to the white meat. Down to your jawbone, break my razor in your cheek. I rap awfully good, but when it come to beef, I leave you on that New York strip. Real saucy, this is bloody sport, hip hop, nursery rhymes. Ain't peer rob on this set, it's burglary time. Understandable, smooth shit, murderers kill for. We drop out, so took life, it's shaping how we want. I mold this bitch into a success story. Protected by the power of God, I stand before thee now. Who wanna rhyme, who wanna challenge the man that rock that bandana rap like gangland?
So you know we had to get it. Me and money's magnetic, and you the polar opposite. Come through, bitch, start dropping it, getting low. I don't got a trick, the only magic I know. Wore the number 32 and retired some time ago. So check the line of notes and miss me with the bullshit. Miss me with it, don't get hit with a full clip. I'm back on it, you can bet your ass on it. I'm so sure that I could put my fucking last on it. And if I didn't sell it, then you know I rapped on it. Beat so ugly, gotta put a fucking mask on it.
We get it forever. It's on forever. Calm down, never. Slow it down, never. We get it forever. We do this forever. It's on forever. Calm down, never. Slow it down, never. Looking through my eyes, view, I see nothing but success for us, non-stop, nothing but long money, long jab, I stretch. Wrap around the earth, 80 times 10. Warm breezes and Barbados nights. Living sweet, yeah, but it's a cold life. You know we strapped in, best you buckle up. I did my little bit of years, yeah, what's up, dead nigga trouble us. Make my niggas risk all of this infamous good shit. So quick, I'll be back inside the cage. My rage is unchanged, but it's changed. It is bank for habits, worth the pain. Chains and pinky rings, estates for the kings. A queen's bridge, infamous, you know how we bang. You tamper with this plush lifestyle. May you lay in a hole till you ferment and bones decay. We get it forever. We do this forever. It's on forever. Calm down, never. Slow it down, never. We get it forever. We do this forever. It's on forever. Calm down, never. Slow it down, never.
We come from where murders occur often on late nights. Niggas is high and they eyes be reddish to break life. Medical marijuana, Henny bottles and Grey Goose. Simmies and shotties on deck, everybody face screwed. But you know this already, my hood the coldest and deadly. Soldiers is ready, I ain't boasting, forgive me. Bitches talking to cops, cry when they nigga get washed. Beef could have been squashed, don't finish that shit that you start. No clip in your Glock, you ain't prepared to fire. Call that riding with no air in your tire. You're flattened, it's a pattern after scrapping. What usually happen, death on arrival. Survival of the fittest. Ain't nothing like that Queensbridge shit. Y'all niggas finished. Your only chances are diminished. And we don't need no fucking witness. Ain't what you know, it's what you live. And we live it.
We get it forever. We do this forever. It's on forever. Calm down, never. Slow it down, never. We get it forever. We do this forever. It's on forever. Calm down, never. Slow it down, never.
You know how we could purchase a couple of Tech 9 semi-automatics extended magazines? Hold on. Who? Tech Nines. Fuck four. It's a family problem.
Green light, nigga. Green light, nigga. Get them niggas the drum.
Lock it low.
Roll down the pins window, let off 21. Youngin dropping bodies like it's fun. 50 on his head, his own shooters will get it done.
Yeah.
Pyrex pot, got the Yola resin. Shoot a 15 with the sweep, we're holding steady. James Patterson with the pen. I'm writing thrillers, I write it for killers. They treat my words like Bible scriptures. Had a youngin fire the blicker, trying to peel a cap for that contract. He never seen that type of skriller.
Nah.
I ain't like these weirdo rappers, I'm a psycho nigga. Grimy like Tyson in 90, nigga, you Bryson Tiller.
Nah.
Homie, that's on dogs, I never liked you niggas. Hit you with some shit out of this automatic rifle, nigga. Praise me, I'm like Christ the niggas. Them lost niggas was blind, I dropped this shit and gave sight to niggas. Load the M16, rockin' Supreme. Nowadays, they don't make diss songs, they making memes. Till I find them and run down on them and let it ring. Bitchin' ain't a rapper alive, fucking with the machine.
Not at all, not at all.
Get them niggas the drum.
Green light.
Roll down the Benz window, let off 21. Youngin' dropping bodies like it's fun. 50 on his head, his own shooters will get it done.
Cat,
done. Roll down the Benz window, let off 21. 50 on his head, his own shooters will get it done. The shooter squeezing, he a heathen when he snort. M16 ringing, leave you bleeding on your porch. Look, you keep running your dick, suckers, that's the reason you a corpse. Water, whip it up, I'm seasoned with the fog.
Whip it up.
I'm blowing money up in Neiman for the sport.
Blow it off.
Ran up in Follies, bet I'm leaving in the Porsche. Got pulled, bailed out, and I ain't even go to court. My homie said my flow raw like the keys that he import. Whoa, you talking like you that official when you clap your pistol. I drop a bag on you and have my savage get you. Chop your body up, it's looking like some axes hit you.
Woo.
Fuck you in the faggot, niggas rapping with you. Shout out my B-more homie that love to clap his whistle.
What up, my nigga?
Hit a pussy nigga, snap back with missiles.
Woo.
Empty the whole magazine. Give him the drum with love from the machine. Get them niggas the drum.
Green light.
Roll down the Benz window, let off 21. Youngin dropping bodies like it's fun. 50 on his head, his own shooters will get it done.
Cat,
done. Roll down the Benz window, let off 21. 50 on his head is on shooters and get it done.
I go looking for a nigga. I catch him at his stomp ground. Hop out with the block out. Wrap him and his boys down. High level violence. Maximum overload. Pussy niggas crying like, P, you took it overboard. My pops raised a gangster, and you just a bird to me. I don't give a shit who you shot, who you murked. Homie name ringing bells, I give him his first L. And he was so sure that I was so soft. Shots flash like the lightning. This heavy metal gear, he let his fear overpower his mind and think clear. All these bullets set your beard on fire. When weird ass niggas come fucking with live ones. When real ass niggas come fucking with a no fuck giving ass nigga. Coroner taking pictures of your body sliced open. Your pose for the autopsy. Oh, these niggas telling? Well, tell them send more cops, P. I'm at your neck, she said you tattooing tears, but ain't even kill a pussy yet. I fucked the truth out her, confessing her sins. She tell me everything, how I know where your mama live. Laid it for a bitch, I'm busy, holler back soon. The paper boy, Empire State boy, rap whosoever in my way up. Clowns with the makeup, you Ronald McDonald face, fuck, I straight up. Paint more red on your forehead. I don't want your jury, nigga, I just want you dead. I don't want your money, you gon' pay me with your soul. And I'ma drink red rum from your skull,
Get them niggas the drum.
Green light.
Roll down the pen's window, let off 21. Youngin dropping bodies like it's fun. 50 on his head, his own shooters will get it done.
Cat,
done. Roll down the Benz window, let off 21. 50 on his head, his own shooters will get it done. Get it done.
Newcomers, but respect minds. I'm young spitfire like a flamethrower. H the reason I'm dope now, I told him. My brother, I got this, we got this. Silk in the bag, my bruh, it's in the pocket, Fresh from the era of being terror. Yeah, we made it, bitch. Most niggas never. Now, look us now, we like a mirage. Up to date, everything, Sergeant Boss. Captain Hooks, I front you a 16. Lend niggas a few lines. Yeah, that's mine. This groundbreaking fresh. There is no blueprint. Set a few trends to move on to new shit. All praises due, the infamous two. Fuck is that shit you rap? It's not true. We are timeless,
timeless.
Priceless,
priceless.
No, it's not you frontin', like my hammer not dumping. These days got my goonies on deck though, with nothing to live for and let go. Dead ass in front of police, Billy Kid shit with a cold reach. Handy got me speaking with a slow speech, and it's over tongue, spit it so deep. Lock at the bottom, I'm low key. Don't want you anymore, she chose me. Fuck outta here, kissing on the rosary. Like a bitch on the period is blowing minds. Now rocket science, Mobb Deep, know we shine. We at war, niggas gotta hold the line. Cowards looking winded like it's overtime. You a false flag, still gonna hold a nine.
Timeless,
timeless.
Priceless,
priceless.
Timeless,
timeless.
Blind.
Because they think I am a success. I've got what they've always wanted, money. Without it, you're nothing. Money buys dignity. Poverty is a crime. Nobody asked you where you got your dollar. They asked you, do you have it? That idealistic shit don't pay your rent. I don't want to start philosophizing anyway.
Can you blame me? I was raised from a cold street. Make for a better story what they told me. Sad part, this shit is real life. Pressure on me enough to break a fucking steel pipe.
White blood on my razor blade. Teach niggas how to chill out and make way. When you see me take it easy, best believe me. This the real world, nigga, not TV. M-O-B-B. Money over bum bitches deeper than the seafloor. You sleep with the fishes when you try my tolerance, dumb nigga. I'm a hip-hop god, you just a fuck nigga. I do this for reals, you wish you could. Talking like you will, I wish you would. Start a war, get it on. You are not that strong, we are timeless, timeless. Priceless, priceless. Timeless, timeless. Blindness, blindness. Timeless, timeless. Priceless, priceless.
The fact that his education was a little not according to the usual pattern against him in the academic world.
Numb over 30 milligrams of something strong. Smoking on something, feeling like I hit the fucking bomb. I am the shit, what you thought was fucking wrong. Raise a hand at me, you gon' lose a fucking arm. He upset cause my music is fucking bomb. In my face, make sure they turn fucking on. Stay calm and get some. Or you could get dumb, yeah, go and get guns. And I'ma be right here for when you get back. And you gon' get a standing ovation, get clapped, yeah. He deserve an encore, and why not? These niggas acting like they want more. See, they want me to be the bad guy. Robin Hood Green, I'm Peter Pan Fly. Stop pulling on my wings, I'm trying to get high. Just do your little thing, I'll be out here doing mine. Getting dope about the day, get the fuck up out the way. When you say a real nigga like me, stay fly. Why you stuck on that craze? I'll be on another page, I'll be on another way. Motherfuckers, they blind, but I'ma stay dope.
Hey, yo, light up another one of them things, man. Hey, yo, P, spit up some new shit.
Hey, I stay dope.
Show 'em how we do shit. Dope music.
Yeah, I stay dope. Okay, PCP. A strap, 400 pills and fake ID. Yeah, I'm hotter than hellfire. I embrace violence. Give me a hug, come and get your face wired in. I get money on the bar, apostrophe S, super fresh, triple X. Think before you move on that nigga, he'll mess. He'll move before he think on you niggas, EMS. Smoking that God bless, getting lifty. High technology, I'm real nifty. Keep a little box stashed in the hybrid. She wanna roll, I bring her whole ass to my crib. She love a hood nigga, getting money, she ain't fucking with no marks. And we can do it very well, 24 hours go gone.
By the day, get the fuck up out the way. When you see a real nigga like me, stay fly. Why you stuck on that craze? I'll be on another page, I'll be on another way. Motherfuckers, they blind, but I'ma stay dope.
Come on, man, straight up. Some real shit though, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I stay dope.
Nah, you can pass back. All that extracurricular shit, sir.
Yeah, I stay dope.
Man, we're getting way too much cash for that shit right now.
provide a little Snapple fact for you.
Snapple fact. Yeah. All right, what you got?
The first four picks were the exact same as they were last year, yo.
What do you mean?
Like, last year, Philly went first.
Yeah.
Second was who?
The second this year was
Trippin'.
I don't even remember.
Oh, LA. Yes. The second was right, LA.
We were just talking about that.
Third was Boston, and fourth
LA
was Phoenix.
LA had second last year?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Damn, I didn't even realize that. That's funny.
Ingram.
Yeah, that's funny you pointed that out, though. I didn't even think about that.
This is the first time it's ever happened, yo. The first four teams got the same exact numbers from last year.
I smell a conspiracy, my brother.
But yeah, it would be, like, you know, correct to say if Philly actually turned out good and shit, right? They got the fucking
Philly
back
should
to
be,
back, right?
Should be good, though.
Should be.
I think the big... the big X factor is the Australian cat, Ben Simmons, man.
Ben Simmons, right?
Because, you know, his game is predicated off passing too. And if he's
exactly
putting it all together, and he at that size, and might
then
be a problem.
Then they also have Embiid too, and he got to stay healthy and shit.
Right, Embiid is a beast, yo.
He's a beast.
He showed it this year.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they were playing well for like a stretch, like the second half of the season this year. They were playing really well without Ben Simmons. So, you know, they could be finally. You know, the process might be working.
He's a beast for like half the season and shit. He's just not there for the long haul.
Right, right.
Ben Simmons would definitely help, but, you know, he just got to be there and shit because the dude ain't play a game yet.
Right.
But I want to get into the draft. We'll talk about Markelle Fultz first. This kid is a big question mark because mostly
he doesn't seem impressive to me, bro.
Mostly, we just don't know what to expect from him, and people didn't see enough of him. And most important,
didn't even play in the tournament.
That, yeah. So, like, you know, most important, we've never seen him in a big game because he's, like I said, like, I mean, like you said, he didn't make the tournament. So that's a big question mark. So, like, you know, you could kill in your division. There's a lot of people that killed in their division and stuff like that. But if you haven't performed on a platform, whereas, you know, where you're playing as better competition or, you know, a competition of yourself, it's like, yeah, you was killing, but who were you playing against and shit?
Right, right. It's like, he's all right, but he's not real.
Yeah. Also, he made his varsity team his junior year.
Get the fuck out of here.
His junior year, man, yeah.
That's actually, that's remarkable that he, you know, that's an ascension right there, dude.
Yeah, but it's also another question mark, too, because, you know, you count those 2 years, junior and senior year, and he played 1 year in college. That man only got 3 years under his belt against, like, you know.
Top level stuff. Yeah,
top competitive basketball and shit. So it's like, I mean, it's great that he actually made it to number one pick, but it's like, all right, on paper, hold up, something ain't right here, something missing. Like this easily could go left and shit.
Yeah, I was telling you off air that I've watched his highlights and it's just like, I'm just not super impressed. Like, he doesn't look bad, but it's just like, number one pick? I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I mean, the boy is good, but, like, he's going to have, like, a long-ass leash in order for him to get in rhythm and for him to show improve and shit like that. He's definitely going to have the ball in his hands and, you know, dominate the offense and lead the pack and shit. With that being said, he's also the third highest scorer in freshman history in college.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's even crazier when you think about that varsity fact you just mentioned.
Yeah, like, it's the third highest in the last 25 years as a freshman. Who's first? Oh, Mike Beasley's first.
Mm-hmm. And who else? And Kevin Durant probably after that?
Kevin Durant second. And he's third. And... Melo is fourth.
Okay, cool,
yeah,
cool.
He's fourth. So, what else can we say about this dude? Like the last 25 years, so, like, you know, on paper, like, the credentials are there somewhat, but it's also like I said, like, you just haven't seen enough of him. Like, you know, how is that shit gonna work out, man? Like, you know, just having that feat of him, you know, him being the third highest freshman scorer, like, you know, that makes him, like, real majestic and shit. Like, the talent is there and it's, like, you know, undoubtable, but. You know, at the same time.
You want to say that the experts know what they're talking about. Because, like, I mean, I remember when Russell Westbrook got... I can't even talk.
Russell Westbrook. Yeah, say that shit five times fast. Yeah,
when Westbrook got drafted, you know, he wasn't even starting at UCLA. And, you know, I was under the impression myself that
Collison was better than him, partially because Collison is Guyanese. Big shout out. Book. But, you know, I didn't think Westbrook would be the player that he is today. So.
Yeah. Westbrook was a shooting guard at UCLA, too.
Right. And I think, and a backup point or something like that. He wasn't like.
He learned how to play point guard in the NBA.
Yeah, like I didn't think he'd be like what he is,
people,
man.
Yeah, people definitely didn't expect
but
that.
But the experts were like, yo, he's can't miss. And I'm like, what?
Oh, really? That's what they were saying?
Yeah. I mean, he was the third pick, you know, so.
Really?
I think he was number three. He might be a little later than that.
But, I mean, for him to be a lottery pick, for them to see that, it's like, what are they basing him off of? Because he never played the point, which is kind of odd.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's the workouts, man. I don't know. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully, the experts are seeing something that we're not seeing, you know?
Yeah.
But.
So, if false, you know, if he could get 12-6, maybe 11-6 next year, that would be pretty decent. I wouldn't be mad at that on Philly. I wouldn't be mad at that. But I see Philly winning, you know, like probably like 35 games, maybe 38 games. And, you know.
That's decent. That's like that's damn near 500, yeah.
Yeah, because they won 28 last year. So, you know, if he can improve them 7 more games, you know, they'll be in a run for the playoffs and shit like that. You know, if they were to reach 40 wins, that'll be phenomenal for that team. That would definitely land them in the playoffs. But, like, I see folks getting, like, you know, 12-6, decent numbers.
Is he more of a scorer though? Because I really can't even tell from the highlights, man.
He's more of a scorer and shit. But the thing is, that's on the coach. Like, what role do you want him to play? Do you want him to, like, you know, be a playmaker, or you want him to lead the pack on scoring and shit? Like everybody else follow your lead and stuff. That's the big question mark. Personally, I don't think that there's too many reliable talent around him for him to be, like, you know, the assist man and shit. So I would basically tell them, like, you know, look to shoot first, then and passing comes secondary and shit. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, I'm trying. I can't even think about who the current scorers on Philly's team even are. Yeah, you can say whose place he's taking.
They have no shooting guard, so you go to the three. Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is the three. Sarkic is the four, and Embiid is the five. But like I said, Embiid is not reliable. Ben Simmons, you know, it's a big question mark with him. Who knows with him? So, like, there's nobody, like, that's really, like, solid that's just going to be there. Like, you know, that's been there for, you know, for the long haul. Robert Covington has been there as well. But, you know, he's very inconsistent as well. So I would basically give the ball to Fultz and be like, you know, just do your thing.
That's like every top draft pick, though. It's like, yeah, just do things. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, essentially. Moving on to Lonzo Ball. In order for Ball to show his full potential, you would have to surround him with talent. Like we stated before, there's not much talent in LA right now, and it's still relatively early. You know, summer league didn't even happen, and you know there's still some free agents out there. But he has to have talent around him so he can showcase his passing skills, and you know that comes before scoring with him. If Ball can get 15-7, I would consider him rookie of the year. That would get him the rookie of the year. I'm not. Like those would be great numbers for him because his usage rate is probably going to be higher than any other rookie. More like him and Fox will probably have like the highest like usage rate as far as like, you know.
Who the fuck is Fox? I can't remember.
De'Aaron Fox from Kentucky.
Okay. Yeah. That's what killed me about the draft, man. There's so many names that I'm just like, who the fuck are you niggas?
I actually went to the draft too, yo.
Yeah, cool. How was the atmosphere?
The vibe was dope. It was an experience. A lot of shit that I peeped that I didn't know that goes on there when you're watching it on TV and stuff. Cause you had like, you know, the ESPN people. You had the ESPN 2 people like Jalen Rose, Jay Billis, Will Bond. Then you had the TNT people over there and stuff. And it was just like, you know, a whole bunch of shit going on, just, you know, loud and stuff.
The crowd runs that shit, though.
Yeah. And I'm
it looks like it'd be fun regardless. It was ill, man.
But the ESPN feed was more so leading the whole tournament. I mean, the whole draft there. So I'm watching Will Bond, Jay Billis, and Fran Fraccilla, and Jalen too as well. And they were talking and shit. I couldn't hear them, but I was watching them.
Like when they turn the cameras off and shit, basically.
Yeah. Every time they would break for commercial and stuff like that, the fucking producer or one of the sound men would come and un-mic Wilbon and shit. Mike Wilbon kept on having to go to the bathroom and shit. I'm like, yo, this old fucking bladder is fucked up.
Yo. Hey man, don't make fun of him. That might be you one day, man. You never know.
This shit was so funny too, because like, yo, they kept on fucking un-miking him, and he was like he was like twitching shimmy, and shit. Like shaking, like yo, you put your key in the door, and you gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, yo, that shit is so funny, man.
Hey, we've all been there, though, man. Maybe not to that degree, but we've all been there. Oh man.
But yeah, man, back to what I was saying. Yeah, I think that would get him like the Rookie of the Year nod and shit. UCLA has been pouring out some talent too in the draft recently, man. Like,
what did they have last year?
Last year, I don't think
nobody really last year.
Yeah, they didn't have anybody because there was some shit last year before you, because Ball saved the day. But in their previous drafts, they had like 3 years ago, they had Zach LaVine, Shabazz Muhammad, then they had Russell Westbrook and Kevin Love.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and Shabazz has actually turned out pretty good. Like,
yeah, he's a good bench player, man. Yeah, about 15, 14 years.
Right, like he's been getting better every year, which is like, you know,
that's a serious alum starting five, if you ask me. Yo.
Yeah, I mean, that's better than Duke, probably. I guess
I gotta pick out Duke, man.
Nah, because I feel like Duke is funny because like they have a lot of hyped up players and they go to the league and do nothing. Like the only exceptions have been like Kyrie and Grant Hill and Elton Brand, maybe.
Stop it, man. Stop it.
I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, you're a Duke fan. I forgot, man. I wasn't even thinking like that. I was just thinking.
Shane Battier had a very illustrious career, man.
You hear this, boy? I can't even, man.
Move it on, yeah. But I'm rooting for Ball, though. I'm rooting for Ball, man. I think he's a good kid, man. And,
yeah, that's a great story, too. L.A. kid, you know, wanted to be on the Lakers. His pops spoke it into existence. You know, they got ball control.
And, you know, and that's the thing. Like, you know, people should see that. You know, he's a good kid. You're like, well, like, he's mild-mannered and stuff like that. And, like, you should want him to do good, too, despite how you feel about his dad, man. Yo, people was booing that dude, man, at the draft, yo. When they called his name, they was booing him, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's going to be a lot of vitriol coming towards them.
They
were
booing him simply because they don't like his dad.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's crazy,
like,
yo.
Yeah, like, I mean, like I mean, it's kind of good. The focus is not on him. Maybe his pops is doing him a favor. You know, it's kind of letting him kind of be in an environment where people are not going to be concentrating on him.
I think it's going to work. I think it's more so negative than good.
Yeah,
I'm doing this shit because he's putting like added pressure on that dude. It's not necessary. Like, he spoke it into existence, which is great. Like, you know, I tip my hat off to that dude. All right, you got up to this point. Now, just chill the fuck out. He did an interview at the draft. I don't know if it was on TV or not, but
yeah,
he said like Ball's gonna lead them.
Ball control
thing. No. He said Ball's gonna lead them to the playoffs his first year.
Yeah, I mean, yo, man.
Come on, man.
If it was my son, I'd say the same damn thing, man. Honestly, I mean, I'm not mad at that. He might.
Yo, man.
I hope he does.
When you gamble, you got the winning ticket, you cash out and go home, man. Don't fucking double down or whatever.
It's just the first part of that shit.
It's only the first part,
this
right?
This is like what he gets 6 million his first year, and then after that, it's like, you know, that's where the real money comes in.
Yo, that shit was wild. I'm like, yo, really? Like, he doesn't even know who starting five is. His opinion was solely just off his son, for real.
But we're over here speaking to the fact that he's a passing, you know, the strength is passing, so that's the kind of player that would make a team better right away. So,
I mean, like I said, if you don't got the surrounding pieces, it's gonna be a real dark year for that man, yo. That Drake Afro is gonna get cut. He's gonna get some tattoos. He's gonna rebel, kid. He's gonna rebel, man. It's just funny that they were booing him and shit. And that's like, yo, it's not even because they don't like him.
Yeah, he's just booing anybody in the draft, though. It's funny.
He's the only one that got booed and shit.
Was he? Really?
Yeah, he's the only one that got booed.
They didn't even boo the Knicks draft choice and shit?
Did they boo? Oh, yeah, they definitely booed the Knicks draft. Yeah, they definitely did that. Yeah, because, you know, they didn't know who the fuck he was.
and
he wasn't there, I believe.
No, he was there.
He was there.
Oh, okay. He had a nice suit, too. I was like, eh, guy.
He's from fucking France.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah, I think he's Rwandan. I want to say Rwandan, but I'm not sure.
He should have a nice suit, man. next pick, Josh Jackson. I think the the what's the word I'm looking for? The thing that's gonna hurt them the most, I believe, is there's no veteran in Phoenix and shit. So there's really nobody to, you know, be in his ear.
Yeah, you gotta have a vet, even if he's not really putting numbers up like that.
As well as Marquise Chris, I believe.
Marquise Chris is gonna be good.
He's mad wild and shit. Like, Josh Jackson is wild too, and Chris is wild. So like, they definitely need a veteran to calm that shit down, man. I think that's gonna be like detrimental in their locker room. Like, they have Tyson Chandler, but he's definitely like no leader. But yeah, like, Josh Jackson, this game is very raw. And he tends to get wild at times, man. But Phoenix offense is radical at times, so you never know who's going to be a leading scorer, because it'd be like, you know, some guy off the bench. One night it's Tucker. One night it's Booker. One night it's TJ Warren.
It ain't going to be Tucker next year.
Yeah. Like, they're all over the place and shit, but you never know what you're going to get in Phoenix and shit. Moving on to De'Aaron Fox. His game isn't predicated off of scoring, but he can score in bunches, and I really like this dude's game. His best attribute is his playmaking ability, and not in the sense of like passing, but he can just make plays without, like, you know, not working with much. Like, he just has a good nose for the ball, and he makes shit happen, which you know, I tip my hat to that.
I mean, just thinking of you know, you mentioned UCLA the other day, but Kentucky, man, they've been putting the pros out like,
oh, can't nobody mess them hands down. Like, yeah, you know, they got it. Yeah, they got it hands down. we'll talk about Fox. Yeah, he can make plays. What else about Fox could I say?
He's a point guard.
He's a one man fast break too. Just think about, I compare him to like a 2017 Rondo.
He ate up our boy Ball when they went head to head in the tournament, right?
Bust that dude's ass, man. Yeah, he bust that dude's ass. But like, I would compare him to like a Rondo. He can score better than Rondo, but he can't pass as good as Rondo.
And Rondo went to Kentucky too, man. So maybe that's a good comparison right there.
But yeah, he definitely can make plays, man. Like, he has defense too, and he can change gears, change speeds and shit. But he's a better scorer than I would than you would assume. He can get buckets, but he just really, he gets buckets in bunches. He's not really an outside shooter like that, so he'll get like a lot of and ones, you know, a lot of pull ups and stuff like that. He'll score in bunches and like on fast breaks and stuff like that. But he's a special kid. I believe he's going to be really good. But I'm a fan of De'Aaron Fox. I'm a fan of that dude. Who else did we have that got drafted?
We got Jonathan Isaac, Florida State.
Oh, we go with Laurie Marketing. This is my guy, man.
Who is this motherfucker?
Laurie Marketing, who was a freshman at Arizona. To best sum it up, I think the dude could be the next Dirk, man.
Just because he's white, right?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Nah, his makeup is crazy, man. Like, his makeup is crazy. Like, the dude is about 6'10". Outside shot, could put it on the floor.
He's actually 7 feet.
He's 7 feet? Oh, yes. Just like Dirk. Well, even better.
Dirk is like 7'3" or some shit, right?
No. Dirk's 7 foot.
He's like 6'11". And whatever. Fuck.
6'11", he's 7 feet. But yeah, that adds to my point even more. He's 7 foot, has a 3-pointer, has a mid-range shot, could put it on the floor. Like, this dude is the truth, and I'm surprised that he went this late. And you know, I don't know what was his downside, why people didn't look at him earlier, maybe with defense, but like, did Dirk really play defense?
I mean, he is white, so, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm joking, but all my whiteness is out there, it's just jokes.
But did Dirk really play defense? But he's definitely my sleeper in the draft, and I thought Minnesota would be the perfect spot for him
because he's white. Come on, man.
I'm fucking up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we gotta get to Minnesota eventually too, man, because that's a whole other thing with
the Jimmy Butler thing,
right? Jimmy Butler.
I actually, you know, I thought Minnesota would be perfect for marketing, man, but they fucked up, man. And now he's in Chicago, and I don't know how that's going to turn out, because Fred Hoiberg, he's like half retarded and half like, you know.
I was just about to say, I don't know how much longer Fred Hoiberg realistically is even going to be there, man.
He's
losing everybody.
Yeah, like, I just hope he doesn't get lost in the shuffle, man, and like, just pretty much doesn't get, you know, enough touches and shit. Like,
yo, I'm watching his highlights now. His default, I mean, not default, his fault might be the fact that he doesn't play to his size. Marketing or whatever.
Marketing, yeah.
Yeah, because he plays like a guard.
Yeah, he's like a wing player.
And not like a 7-footer. Yeah. He's not taking advantage of a size at all.
That's what I said, like, because he's more so Dirk. He's not a like a post-up threat or a physical guy. But he's a finesse player and shit like that.
But Dirk added that post to his game, and that's his most lethal
years
part.
Years later he added it. Because remember, that's when Dirk first came into the NBA, he was playing a 3. It was, you know, Nash, Finley, and him. 1, 2, and 3. Then when he slid to the 4, that's when he started posting up more and became a little bit more tough. But, you know, for his first few years, he wasn't playing the 4. But Markin never added that to his game, I would say, like, later on, you know, down the line and stuff like that. But I just hope that Fred Hoiberg used him correctly. But the boy has talent, because not like how, like Belichick is being used and shit. Cause they mostly just used him around a 3-point line, and like, that's pretty much it.
You say Darko, you talking about?
No, not Darko.
Like, they took it back.
He doesn't have any interest in playing.
He's talking about doing on the Bulls right now.
Yeah, with the beard.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember his name.
It's Belichick.
Is it Belichick?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same last name as Darko? I didn't know that. Whatever.
So,
but
yeah,
he's even hitting on there. But
Marketing has the tools.
But yeah, that guy is good, though. Yo. That guy on the Bulls right now is decent. Yeah.
And Marketing is better than him because he can do more and shit.
But that's perplexing too. Then why would you draft someone who has the same position and same skills as a player you already have? When it's not like, you know, and they're around the same ages too.
Well,
maybe they're working on more trades. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it came through a trade and stuff like that. So, you know, the foreign players, they're interchangeable. So you can slide them from the 3 to the 4 and stuff like that. So by them being interchangeable, that also helps and gives your team some versatility. And they can stretch the floor. So, you know, why not?
Yeah, this dude does not play like he's 7 feet at all.
Yeah. He ain't gonna get no 10 and 12 rebounds and shit. Yeah,
it doesn't even look like he's gonna get one the way he's playing, man. It's like, dude.
But I just hope that, you know, his talents gets noticed and shit, and they use him right, they use him correctly. Who else do we have? Malik Monk.
Yeah, Malik Monk.
Malik Monk, another dude. He has to make up. I would say, it's sad to say, but he has the makeup of an NBA bust, yo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, safe to say there's going to be at least, I think, 2 of the top, I mean, maybe even 5 of the top 10 is probably going to be bust, man. That's just the way it goes,
really?
I feel like. I feel like, man, like, yeah. You don't even hear about half of these motherfuckers after 2 years.
And I like Monk, too, but he has just the makeup, and I mean, of a bust. And here's why. He's undersized at his position, and he's an undersized athletic guard. A really good shooter in college, but that can easily turn into, you know, a streaky shooter. Because of the defense adjustments and shit. No zone, you know, bigger and stronger players.
Not to interrupt, but you know who we skipped over is Dennis Smith Jr.
Well, you know, I'll get to him. Yeah, I'll get to him next thing. Okay, yeah, well, I'll speak about Dennis Smith Jr. But back to Monk. Yeah, like the defensive adjustments and shit. You know, there's no more zone and stuff like that. Players are bigger and stronger. So him being undersized at 6'3", that's a difficult challenge. Because, you know, if you're a shooter, you gotta think about it like this. Probably 26 or 27 teams that you play against, the shooting guard is all gonna be taller than you. Because, you know, you're undersized and stuff. And that's gonna be like, you know, uphill battle throughout the whole year. Maybe 2 teams, maybe 3 teams will have a guard your size.
Hey, but, you know, you're just remembering something here. Dwight Howard's there, so he's going to be taking a lot of pressure off.
Dwight Howard, yo. That's hilarious, yo.
He has somebody to throw the ball to, and, you know, they can play the two-man game after Dwight comes off the bench.
For people that don't know, I don't get the joke, we have a Dwight Howard segment, and we basically spoke our sentiments about Dwight Howard and our dislike for that man, but yeah, that's a funny joke. Yeah, Dwight Howard is definitely there. But you know who I compare Monk to? Rip Hamilton.
That's not a bad comparison, though.
Yeah, just with more hops. And
that's good.
Yeah. But the thing is, can he be that? But I compare his game to that. And the thing is, Rip Hamilton shines because of Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups was a big help in Rip Hamilton's career. And Kemba's gonna have to be that. Kemba's gonna have to be that Chauncey Billups and shit to bring it out and make Monk, you know, to play to his best ability and shit. Because he definitely helped out his game a great deal. Also, Monk needs to go to the rim more. and become like a threat. Excuse me. He definitely needs to become a threat. He can jump through the roof, and you wouldn't know that by watching him play, because he really doesn't use his jumping ability to his advantage, which, you know, is very curious. And his new teammate actually has the same problem, which is Batum. They should be dunking on players left and right. Batum's athleticism is crazy, but he never dunks on anybody. He's super soft.
Yeah, he's not even soft. He sets people up a lot. Like, he doesn't really go for himself a lot.
Yeah, like, that bothers me, because, like, that dude can jump for the dotted, like, in a half-court set and dunk on somebody, but he just doesn't. And I've seen him jump crazy, but he definitely doesn't add it to his game, which is so weird and shit. But, you know, hopefully Monk will add it to his game and shit, and you know, he'll start dunking on some of these fools. I love seeing people get dunked on, man. It's great for the game, great for the culture, man.
The culture?
Yeah. Dunk on some niggas for the culture, man. Dunk on. I'll do two more players. We'll do a Dennis Smith Jr. since you mentioned him. We'll do Dennis Smith Jr. So I have something real quick to say about Dennis Smith Jr. Before he got hurt, he was Steve Francis, like.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing the comparison at. That's why I wanted to bring him up.
That man had a leg injury, and he lost some of his athleticism. Now, I look at him as Baron Davis. I would compare him to the Golden State Baron Davis, and that's still a great.
Yeah, that's still pretty damn good.
Yeah, because Baron Davis had a serious leg injury as well. So I really,
you know, what's the crazy thing about Baron Davis for me? This is mad random, but the nigga got hurt throwing down the most ridiculous dunk I've ever seen, yo.
Yeah, man.
And I can't find a video anywhere, man. It really hurt.
It was in college.
Yeah,
it was like in college.
Did some shit behind the back and then threw it up.
No. It wasn't that.
Nah, the nigga did some crazy shit and then came down and hurt his knee, and that's when he tore his shit. But I can't find a video anywhere.
I'm thinking of something different. I'm thinking of the dunk they did in the tournament. But yeah.
Nah, not a tournament.
It was in college. Yeah,
he did some ridiculous shit. And I think they got on there, but yeah, Dennis Smith Jr. You think Baron Davis? That's two good comparisons, though.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's not at his full athletic ability, but him being a step slow and then, like, you know, 2 inches off his vert, I would compare him to Baron Davis, and he'll still dunk on you. Like, don't get it twisted. Dennis Smith will take off on you. But he had to make up a Baron Davis now. But before he got hurt, he was definitely a Steve Francis type, man. That dude had crazy bounce, man. And, like, if you watch his highlights on YouTube, oh my god. He was playing this one dude on one-on-one in a gym somewhere.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry was in the bleachers somehow just watching him play this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he was destroying this dude, man. Like, the shit that he was doing, like, how you dunk on somebody in a one-on-one? Like,
yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, this nigga threw it down 2 hands from dotted just now. Wow, that's crazy.
Like, yeah, his bounce is crazy, man. The last one, we'll talk about the Knicks pick. I don't know his last name, but his name is Frank.
Nick, I think it's the Frank. T is silent. I think it's pronounced Nilakina. Nilakina.
I'm so happy that the Knicks picked this dude up, because I don't know shit about him. and they didn't pick proven college player like Monk and Dennis Smith Jr., but they chose this guy. This guy has a good makeup. He's 6'4", you know, has a wingspan and all that. You know, he could be nice, but it's a big question mark on those foreign players and stuff like that. 7 foot
wingspan, though.
Yeah, I was watching his highlights and shit, and, you know, his highlights look like he was playing in gym class. Like, his competition was nowhere.
Nah, but he plays on the French national team, though, right?
Yeah. Did you see the competition? The people that he played against?
How many plays? You got to play against Euro quality.
I mean, I get it, but I'm just saying, did you see those people? Like, they don't like basketball, they ain't their first love at all, yeah. At all.
Hilarious.
This shit like intramurals, man.
I'm trying to pull up his little highlights right now.
Man, that shit like intramurals, man. Those dudes just.
But I mean, does that speak to how good he is, or just the fact that he's bigger than everybody? Like, what are you getting at? I'm trying to understand.
Not even. It was just regular. Like, you know, it was like a regular dude that loves basketball that was busting dudes that play basketball as a hobby and shit. That's what it looked like. And the thing is, I can separate, you know, somebody having talent opposed to, you know, them playing against non-talent, competitive, because it's a wow factor and shit. What he was doing to those people wasn't really nothing, you know, eye-popping, nothing crazy.
I mean,
yeah,
the thing about I never know how to judge these foreign clips, because you really got to understand how good a player is. You really got to watch them for, like, a couple minutes, you know, just playing the game normal. And
real talk.
Like, it's because basketball is really about rhythm and how you fit in with other people. And you just watch a play here and there like a nigga dunking. It's just like totally has nothing to do with nothing.
So like, I mean, like the thing is, he had no rawness to his game. His game was very like structured and shit like that. There's really like, you know, like no flair to his game at all.
That might be good though.
I mean, it might be, but at the same time, more often than not, it works against you. And I'm always skeptical on dudes coming to New York and shit. Young guys coming to New York and you putting the ball in their hands. For you to come from wherever, whether you come from a small city or just wherever, and you come to New York, and the added pressure that's on you, man, like,
yeah, that can definitely, you know, it's a factor.
It's
right.
Serious, man. It's serious. Like, you can't go nowhere, dog. You can't go nowhere, man.
Here's the thing, and too. A lot of people don't make it out. The feelings I'm having right now are the same feelings I had about Porzingis when they first drafted him. I was like, who the fuck is this nigga? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, basically, that's what I thought. And now,
Porzingis is in a cool situation because he's taking the Robin role, the backseat to Melo and shit.
Right, but I mean, shit, not for long probably. But yeah,
and I think that he actually should be the first option. I think that he's better off.
Yeah, probably better off his psyche if anything too. Mm-hmm. But I mean, what I'm getting at is that, you know, what I was saying before about Russell Westbrook and just the fact that these the experts kind of know what they're talking about. Like, I did not think nothing of Porzingis when I saw his highlights. And not to say I don't think nothing of Ntilikina right now, but it's not like super impressive. But maybe they're seeing something that I'm not seeing. So
yeah. I think Phil is more so impressed with his makeup. Phil always wanted a big guard to play that triangle shit.
Yeah, and it's funny too because Phil has had a pretty good track record so far as drafting players. So maybe a good eye for talent. I don't know, man. You know.
I think Phil is hurting his legacy more, man. Like,
nigga just be talking too much, yo. Yeah, like, dude, like, yo, he's all over the place. He's too real, and he just be talking
too
much.
He's all over the place, man. Like, Phil is bugged out.
He don't play
man.
Politics at all, man. Like,
he's bugged out, man.
Because, I mean, like, even with the shit that happened with Porzingis during the draft, for those who don't know, he was talking about trading Porzingis. Not even talking about trading him. He was saying that he was listening to people's offers for Porzingis. Not that he was fielding them. But, like, that's common sense. If niggas is coming at you with, if they willing to give, like, you know, some superstar player away for your player who you think is not, you know, if you can get something better for than what you have, like, you know, you should listen at least.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, it's not like he was saying nothing, like, really outlandish, but, like, you know, it's New York, and niggas took him, like, oh my God, how could you say that you would trade for his Ingus? He's a unicorn, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, that's New York, man. I don't know, man, but yeah, I mean,
it's gonna be a big question mark with this dude. And you know, at first, of course, everybody's gonna be side-eyeing him, like, you know, like as New Yorkers do.
Yeah.
And then the dude is gonna have to show and prove. That also
which
gonna
might
go
be
to
good. You know, pressure bust pipes.
I mean, yeah, the dude's 18 years old. I don't think he's gonna handle that shit. To be honest with you,
he's gonna get on all types of New York bitches all up in his face and shit. Like
that French shit, man.
I mean, Paris is a pretty tough city though, too. So,
is it like New York though, man?
It might be worse sometimes, man. Depending where you go.
But hopefully he can stay out of trouble and shit and be focused and, you know, play his game like how they want him to. But that also goes to the point of they're not really fucking with D-Rose. He's really gonna be out of here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was wondering that myself. I'm like, are they going to try to... But, I mean, D-Rose says he wants to come back, too, and he said he'll take a cut. So, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to play that. But.
Yeah, but, you know...
Because, like, either way, this dude is not ready to come in and be the man right away. You know what
I'm
saying?
But I think that's what Phil wants.
And the dude can probably play off the ball, too. So, and the Knicks have, no shooting guard, really. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I think he's too late to play the shooting guard. And I don't think that he's that good of a shooter, but I think that's what Phil wants them to do, to come in and take over and shit. But if Rose comes back, he's definitely going to take a backseat and come to the bench, for real. But let me announce my two busts of the draft.
Two busts is
going to be Harry Giles and Jonathan Isaac. Those are my two busts for the 2017 draft.
Time will tell if you're correct, my brother. We'll see.
Yeah, Isaac went to Orlando, and Harry Giles got drafted by Portland and then got traded. I don't know where he got traded to, but I predict to be a bust. But enough about the draft. Let's get back into the trade.
The 2 two hardest niggas in music right now.
Griselda.
Stupid in me, yeah, I wait, great, War Valentino with one straight, the AA head wrong, great, Soufflé and Yay, watch the money with Kim May, praying 5 times a day over Big Ace, splashing metal on the plate, the ghetto never settle, young boys thinking that they mellow, shooting everything, now they stressing up the echo. Politic ditto, birds in the reno. Fuck that, might take the work in the limo. They don't it to the driver, the lava. Hopped out looking like Mosquito or MacGyver.
Griselda, Griselda.
Fuck niggas don't know the half. Rose bubble bath, yo, what's today's math? $1,000 for the belt. Put the ice in the pot and watch it melt. Ain't no money like dope money.
Dope money.
Tell Virgil I need that off-white.
Off-white.
Tell Virgil I need that off-white.
Off-white.
Tell Virgil I need that off-white.
Yeah.
Ain't no money like dope money.
Dope money.
Tell Virgil I need that off-white.
Off-white.
Tell Virgil I need that off-white.
Off-white.
Tell Virgil I need that off-white.
Name a nigga doper than me, I'll wait. That's what I thought, now get the fuck out my face. I only want what's in the safe. Fucking with me, it ain't safe. Police bringing yellow tape. A wax swisher in the wraith. My bitch is Paula Patton in the face. Kate Michelle below the waist. $300 champagne you never taste. Told the chef, make sure he butterfly the steak. The R8, hair raw, great. OT cook a few words a day, call him Bobby Flay. We'll sell the dinner place, swinging over bots. We came a long way from sleeping on the cots. Used to bag $20 rocks, listening to lots. Glock on the table top, I had to get it off the block. Tell a cop to suck a cock. Peace to Fahim, peace to my nigga Ma.
Money like dope money.
My bitch is Paula Patton in the face, K. Michelle below the waist. My fellas know what that means.
Tell Virgil I need that off-white. Ain't no money like dope money. Tell Virgil I need that
off-white.
Tell Virgil I need that off-white. Tell Virgil I need that off-white.
Turn that beat up for me. Really everything, like the headphones. Yeah. Yeah. A little bit louder. No punch. You know that mean we working hard. Look, young rich nigga shit. Pops was an immigrant, lifestyle illegit, but now I own businesses. Started out the trunk, ended up at the dealership. All gold, roly, black face, no blemishes. Legend in my city, cause I grind so vigorous. If I show my face west of Texas, that's a big event. Gotta pay me 20 cents just to hear me vent. I'm really out here on some shit, you should take a flick. Ballin' on my own 10 toes, so the difference is I call shots, never ask for permission, man. I got a lot of big plans in my vision and I ain't failed yet, about a dollar, hell yes. I'm a problem failed test, it's only getting worse. I swear I'm getting money, I just hope you getting yours. I'm killing niggas solo, so you know I'm getting more. Now that young Gambino on the course. Go.
This is for that real shit, this is for that east side, yeah. This is for my bad girls, this is for them good guys, this is for my grandma, yeah. This is for that west side, this is for them niggas talking shit on a website. Damn, I feel good, you ain't feeling nothing,
yeah.
This is for my niggas who be living dime a dozen. Bino got that good shit, Nipsey got them aces on some young rich shit. Kennedys with black faces, yeah. Black faces, my rollie so racist. All black faces, Obama on that $1 million bill. Black faces, yeah, nigga, black faces. Yeah. Yo, I got this shit. Yo, turn up. Hey, here we go. Okay, league of my own.
Swag Gina Davis. Only rapper making 100K on your playlist. Niggas talk on Twitter, but in life they don't say shit. My role is so racist. All black faces. We the new face it. Kill them like Jason. Grind in my sleep, man. That nigga need braces. Wonder what you feeling like. Used to be the nervous type. They ain't mention Vino, man. That shit must be on purpose, right? Hostile. Nigga, my style. Kind of flow to paint a picture Norman Rockwell. I don't eat pasta, everything is low carb. I don't fly coach now, say I fly Go Yard. Leave a face covered in that Coast Guard. Metaphor Mozart, all we do is tell them the truth. M-Box to my people on some family ties. Magazines got black faces when somebody dies. I mean look at Donna Summer, she was trying to survive. People wrestle over petty cash when we should really be crying over that 1% like we tipped the milk glass. Fuck y'all, I'ma let my grandkids ball. Look to the future, these dudes so last week. See me stunting so Condé Nasty. Me and Nipsey on some grown shit. No rent, own shit, so Jim Crow shit. Black faces. Hey, nigga, black faces. Black faces.
It's royalty, nigga.
Deza. PR.
This is last name. The title is Last Name, off his latest album, Don't Smoke Rock, Smoke Dizzle, my people, Smoke Dizzle. Get familiar.
Pro cut jerseys, stretched denims, gold APs, baguettes in them, blow big L's, discuss winning, PR text me, let's kill them, right? Indeed we shall. For so long politics could keep me down. On the 9-5, headed to the bacon. Make sure Slick got the cameras, kids. They try to Sandra Bland the situation. Young black nigga with Brad. Gotta keep my feet to the ground, cause this rap shit could get to your head. Gotta clean the bomb, too much rest. Niggas drugged up, too much meds. Last days for real niggas, tryna do my best. Time to time I gotta prove my strength. Food for thought, let you digest. For the hustlers and all minds alike, drop gems on them like a failed diamond heist. Hop off planes, get changed like it's the dope game. Right,
like it's the dope game.
Right, before the rap shit came, I had gold chains. Really,
I had gold chains.
Nigga, we all got drugs, so what's your thing? Yeah. Right,
what's your thing?
Right, we ain't the same. I'm hustling for my last name.
For my last name.
We ain't the same. I'm hustling for my last name. Right.
This a last name.
We ain't the same. I'm hustling for my last name. Nigga, you're broke. What's your excuse? The highest we diffuse. Making every moment meaningful. Your hustle is minuscule. You're a gump, nigga. You've been a fool. Fake jewels, you know you can't wear them shits in the pool. Fool's goal, an A-track special. Nigga, I'm way past the A-class level. Living in a rock, you gotta lay past. I'm way past settled. Take a seat, have several. Put you in your place. Who better to? Stay off my genitals. Get from round me with the clown biz. Clown niggas marry clown bitches, have clown kids. They all in the circus. I don't care about none of your Jordans or none of your burgers. Count out how many rappers and how many workers. I'm up the ladder, I'm to the bags with a bellboy status, you heard? I ain't worried about a thing. You duplicate the crown, but you can never be the king. Hop off planes, get changed like it's the girl game.
This new Dizzle shit goes, man. This shit is a vibe right here. Yeah, smooth, hip.
Really?
I had gold chains.
Nigga, we all got drugs, so what's your day?
Right. So what's your day?
We ain't the same. I'm hustling for my last name.
For my last name.
We ain't the same. I'm hustling for my last name.
Smoke Dizzle for his last name.
We ain't the same. I'm hustling for my last name.
Smoke, New York.
Right.
Maserati swerving, M6 shifting, big chip getting, Bide on, man. Living the fast lane. What up?
Votto, MH, Votto featuring Raekwon, both fast lanes. Check it out.
Churches and hearses for the deaf. They say you worthless, you ain't working for a check. What's niggas' purpose around me? Ain't no respect. Half of them don't even deserve family first on they neck. I'm slick with the words, every verse is a threat. Run the floor like a ref, plus I'm real good with the text. Since a young slime, I done stood with the best. Shy how you playing your block with your Glock hoodie and vest. My whole style is what your piece envy. That's why I smile when you talk wild and speak friendly. Round table's the label I'm trying to bring with me. Only three dudes sitting, rest of the seats empty. Think pennies, I doubted if that'll make dollars. UCLA be the only school I made honest. That's the university corner of Linux Ave, where you could come out with three packs and finish fast.
Fast, 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 fast lane. My spotty swerving, bench shift getting. You know the name, that nigga's getting took with the game. You know the aim.
What up?
Fat, fat, flame. My spotty swerving, big ship getting.
Yo, I used to flood the island with pouches like you want those. My man Bet is in the front row with fingers that's longer than my tumbos. I confront O's, you done know. I kill them with one flow. My lines kinda like when the sun show. Whoa, your boy back on his D now. Meanwhile, my balls is as hard as the P now. I can hand 100 grams to you for 3,000. But if them boys snatch you, you better become C now. See now, I ain't nothing like them other niggas. They style is corny, look at them, that's why they other niggas. I stand in the grand stunting, taking 100 pictures. Like I play in the pros where these hoes be coming with us. I'm a heavy hitter, you done heard enough, nothing to prove. I take you to school like yellow bus. Had a bad back, so I lose. I'm in the rush, and Kate told me he'd bring me some dudes with better dust.
Fast lane, my spotty swerving, bench ship getting. You know the name, that nigga's getting took with the game. You know the aim.
What up?
Fast lane, my spotty swerving, bench ship getting. You know the name, that nigga's getting took with the game. You know the aim.
What up?
Yeah.
This shit is crazy.
Yeah. Made a little paper, now ain't it ironic? Said I wouldn't make it, never make it out the projects, but they still there now, ain't that ironic? My pockets do calisthenics, my shit so brolic, can't fit it in my wallet, I don't sniff narcotic. Natural high, y'all niggas can't cop it. Had a fucked up life, for the world wouldn't swap it. One hell of a story, might as well make a profit. My brother died young, round the same time as Biggie. So this ain't nothing new, my heart was cold from the giddy. My niggas in the mirror trying to get all pretty. I'm fighting with the bouncers, get my team in with me. Spent nights in the cold, sipping old gold. It's not what you deserve, get what your hand hold. Forever y'all fold for violating the code. Bitch feeling horny, all she gotta do is blow. That motherfucker and that motherfucker, I ain't nothing like him, I'm that motherfucker. You want it with who? I ain't that motherfucker. It's a war going on, take that motherfucker. Catch a fade, nah nigga, got the cannons, motherfucker. We can trade shots, where you standing, motherfucker? Leave your boy stiff, tryna tell you motherfuckers. When niggas get hit, they some telling motherfuckers.
Everything you tryna do, I already did. Even if you wish me death, I already lived. It came up considerably, came from experience. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, one day may get you rich. Is the emphasis in this conflicting myth for better living? The worst comes more often, remember this. Hate is no different than love that ain't genuine. Art imitates life, I convey realism. Schemes I prepare for them, dreams I'm fulfilling indeed. Odds I overcame are immeasurable. You find out who thorough and
charges are federal. Weak links exposed what once seemed inseparable. A chain reaction. Praise you had in the street ain't the same when you change your status. I stay adapting to make it happen and made it out the same place you trapped in.
That motherfucker in that motherfucker. I ain't nothing like him, I'm that motherfucker. You want it with who? I ain't that motherfucker. It's a war going on, take that motherfucker. Catch a fade, nah, nigga, got the cannons, motherfucker. We can trade shots, where you standing, motherfucker? Leave your boy stiff, tryna tell you, motherfuckers. When niggas get hit, they some telling motherfuckers.
Who's who? My nigga, who's who? Gangsta, niggas from YouTube, get moved to. Cuckoo, pussy or nigga, that's in a tutu. Tutus, man got the prick, my niggas move loose. Cognac, man got the yak and sip of two juice. Think back when I gave dubs the liquor deuce to. Told Saj, grab the champagne and get the goose scoop. Tutu, man grab the chick, I bet he boop boop. They never watched, never got the message. Never got the guap, never got the method.
Nah.
Never watched the clock, never got the effort. Never gonna stop, man forever queffer. Met a line of tops, never got the lesser. Manna from the norm, never got the pecker.
Yeah.
Man I've got the arms and we gotta get em. And man don't deal with cons, man I've gotta test em. When I got the dank, said it wanted light when I got the lamp. But said it was light when I got the champ. Man was on the eye when I popped the champs.
Yes.
Man was on their bites when I got the shanks. Then I switched the life, now I got the stamp.
Yeah.
Swimming for the lives when man got the plank. And man was getting by, now I got the bank.
That motherfucker in that motherfucker. I ain't nothing like him, I'm that motherfucker. You want it with who? I ain't that motherfucker. It's a war going on, take that motherfucker. Catch a fade, nah, nigga, got the cannons, motherfucker. We can trade shots, where you standing, motherfucker? Leave your boy stiff, tryna tell you, motherfuckers. When niggas get hit, they some telling motherfuckers.
I don't even know how else to put this motherfucker shit. Niggas cowards, rats. Got the nerve to walk around here like they nuts, nigga.
Yo, 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 yeah, this the chef right here. Life is so real, y'all, I feel you, you know. Word up, let's talk some real, yo. We came up from the sandbox, inseparable tag team. We brothers from another mother, partners that grind. We blew our first branch together, got lifted in the hallways. Cut class, we was fly niggas in the making with no fear. Running wild in the concrete jungle, yo. Whoever thought the bomb would crumble at Bluto? We hear rich willies with fillies. Sit back, tell tales of the real and breathe positive things, you feel me?
You gotta listen to this barefoot, man. This is some real spiritual shit. I'm sure you true hip-hoppers never heard this Ray Kwan before. But guess what? Trust the Process Radio has it.
Number two.
The Chef!
Love the people that love you, man. And don't love more than you supposed to. But you give it up because you know it's real. For real, man. Word up. Strive for perfection, live life addictions that bring karma. Life's good, blowing my ganja, in the wind vibing. A man with his plans to add on. You know me from the black bombers, the rockin' suits, bow tie shits. All the fans love you, live yours, just like I live mine's. Count to 100, the blessings come big time. I say this, regardless with patience. Check the flows that nourish the mind, just like a steak dish in the Matrix 1.
Ooh.
about to cut out my lights and light a candle and some incense.
No, man, all bitches are the same, just like my hoes, you know? I keep them broke. Wake up one morning with some money, they're subject to go crazy, you know? I keep them looking good, pretty, and all that, you know, but no dough. When I get a bitch, I got a bitch.
Ooh, right on.
Remember that Mac the Bear?
Yeah.
Tried to steal one of my bitches. Yeah, I called him up on a telephone. I said, hey, man, come on over to the pad and let's rap a taste on it, you know? So when he comes over, I told her to give him a little taste, because she sure as shit wasn't getting none from me. See, that nigga wanted the honey. All we want is the money.
La música de Harry Fry.
To stay in the realm of the draft, I got an interesting story. The Chicago Cubs drafted this kid, Chris Singleton. And
you into baseball now, man?
Somewhat.
Like, I don't even know you anymore.
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat. But his mother was a victim of that Charleston shooting.
Word?
Yeah, his mother got killed in the Charleston shooting. I believe that was 2 years ago, right?
Crazy,
in 2015.
Shit.
And the Chicago Cubs drafted the kid, Chris Singleton, and they made the team.
That's what's up,
that's
man.
That's pretty dope, man. Yeah.
I mean, his mother dying is not what's up, but
yeah, the story. Yeah, you know, a black dude, you know, getting drafted playing baseball, and he made it to the Cubs. They're actually national champs. That's major. It's a great story.
Yeah, that's I want to say it ends well, but that's not ending well. You know what I'm saying? That's just making something out of nothing, I suppose, man. But yeah.
Shout out to the Cubs, and I think Dusty Baker is their head coach and shit.
I think he is. I think he's a manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said coach, yeah, manager.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah. I don't blame you for that, man. Yeah. That's fucking baseball got to be different.
There's so much with the draft here, all this baseball talk. But, yeah, that's a great story. Shout out to Chris Singleton. But, well, we're in June, and, like, you know, the first half of, you know, the first half of the music year is over. What do you think about it so far? What you think is going to happen in the second half?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to think of like albums or maybe releases that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that was going to be, you know, my beat question. What are you looking forward to for the rest of the year?
Man, you know,
I feel everybody came out so far and shit.
Right, I can't think of anything that's really on my plate right now, yeah. But I mean, hopefully it's just good music, man. That's what I'm looking forward to. It's just people. Hopefully J Electronica puts this shit out. Let's say that first off.
Have fun
you
with
know,
that.
That's wishful thinking, but
that's like you waiting on a girl to try to fuck all high school.
Hey, man, you know. Yeah. That's possible too. Hey,
that's waiting on the J Electronica album. Yeah.
Yeah. But shit.
He was just spotted. In Detroit, Westside Gunn and Conway, they had a show, and Just Blaze was there, or he DJ'd for them.
Okay.
And there was a J Electronica spot, and yo, he was at the show.
Yo, J Electronica is the most
randomest motherfucker in the
world. Like, yeah, like, he's from New Orleans, really blew up in New York, spent time in Detroit before that. Like, he's just all over the place.
Bought a
like,
home. I think he bought a home in Dallas and shit.
Yeah, dating one of the fucking, you know.
He was trying to be closer to Erica and his son.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he's still with Erica, but you know she lives in Dallas.
Yeah, but I was saying that he dated one of the what the Rothschilds and shit. Like,
yeah,
this dude is like so random, man. Like, but I don't know, man. But
he needs a candid interview, man.
Yeah, I would actually. I want to say yeah, but I feel like he'd be giving you very cryptic answers and stuff like that, and really would halfway be answering questions and stuff.
Well, I actually heard him give an interview.
Actually, you know,
I actually heard him give an interview a couple of years ago, and he actually was talking too much. He was
right,
drunk.
I was actually just about to say that. Like, I think about people who know him, and like just think about what I've heard him have candid conversations. Yeah, he might talk too much.
He definitely doesn't have like media training at all.
Yeah,
and shit or whatever.
Yeah,
but I mean, with that being said, you know, I knew that. Then on top of that, he was drunk, so he was really talking crazy. He actually called out. I think he called out Ken Slade, the interview and shit.
I can't call it, man. But I mean, so yeah.
But I did interview for him. Like, yo, just see where his head's at, man. Like, right, dude is really right. like a nomad.
It depends on who's interviewing him, I guess, to make it a good interview. But of course, that being said, I mean, hopefully his shit drops, and
I really,
I mean, I want to hear what Nas has been working on. I can't say I'm looking forward to his album, but you know, Nas hopefully he dropped that shit.
He has a new record on the Khaled album.
I know.
I'm not too impressed, but
nah. But he's been talking, like, he had like a New York Times article the other day talking about how Nas did. I sent it to you.
That's dope.
So I want to hear what he's been working on.
What was the article about?
It was just about hanging out with Nas, honestly, man.
Oh, really?
They were just talking about going to a Jamaican restaurant and, you know, how his record is almost done.
Did they mention Sweet Chick?
They did. And they mentioned another restaurant that I guess this, the owner of Sweet Chick, co-owner or whatever, also has a Jamaican restaurant. So I'll send you the joint.
So, like, what was he on, though? Like, what was he on, though? Like, Nas, as far as, like, you know, was
I just laid back him
or, like, him being hungry for the game?
I just perused the article.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I do remember him saying that he had 2 weeks to finish the album or something like that.
That'll be 2 months.
So, yeah, so Nas, hopefully his joint drop, but I mean, the way it comes to music, it's like I'm always surprised by what's coming out, man. I never even keep track of like who's on deck, really. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Like I said, I think that everybody else came out, man. Kendrick came out,
right.
Drake, 2 Chainz, Vince Staples just dropped. I feel that everybody came out. Who's left? But I think we had a good, pretty damn good first half, man. First half. I hope the second half finishes up strong. Whereas
is there anything you're looking forward to?
That's the thing. Like I said, I think that everybody really came out. If whoever I'm looking forward to, it'll probably be like, you know, some underground, you know, left field shit.
Yeah.
But not really anybody per se.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I just hope it's good music. That's all I really care for, man.
Yeah.
Young people, old people, you know, whatever. You know, I just hope it's somebody. They just keep doing dope shit.
Or you know, I'm big of like West Side Gun and Conway fan and shit.
Yeah.
Conway, he had a solo album.
If the listeners couldn't tell from the track listen to the show, right?
Don't do that.
Nah, it's all good. I'm just saying, man. You know.
But he has the album out. He has the album that's supposed to be coming out. He doesn't drop the shit like in the last year, but
what's the name of his album?
GOAT. Grind Music of All Time.
Cool, I got you.
And it was supposed to come out last year, but the whole Shady deal kind of like got in the way, so they want to like, you know, tweak some things about it.
Yeah, the white people's in his ear.
Yeah, so now it's like, you know,
yeah,
TBD and shit.
I feel like, yo, an artist like him, he just has to, like, they can't think about it too much. They just kind of put the music out, like, because it's not like you're not marketing to major markets.
Like, yeah, like leave the rawness and shit. But I mean, I think, like, you know, Paul Rosenberg is smart enough to know that, and Emma is smart enough to know that.
Maybe they just heard some music and they're tweaking it or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, hopefully it is that. But yeah, outside of that, yeah, I really don't have anybody on my radar and shit. Like I said, I think that everybody came out. Well, Schoolboy is working on some new music too, so you know,
I'll look forward to hearing his shit. Maybe is it what's up with Ab Soul?
You know, was recently put out an album.
Did he?
Yeah.
I gotta check for that shit. I did not know.
He recently put out an album, like the end of last year.
Word.
Yeah, other than that, I don't see anybody coming out.
I wanna hear Anderson .Paak's new shit too. I heard a mixtape today actually.
He's coming out with a new album?
Yeah, I think he is. Cause like, I remember like last summer, a dude who works with him was telling me, oh, wait till you hear the new music. And I was like, that, like, you know, perked my ears up. And then today I was listening to somebody else's mixtape that he works with, and he had 2 songs on there, and the joints was dope. So yeah, I want to hear what he comes out with next. What's up with Dre too, man? Because I'm thinking of Anderson .Paak, because that's the first time I really heard him was off of Dre shit.
Yo, I'm dying off of this text that I just got.
What you got?
Read that shit from the bottom.
You want me to read it out loud?
From the bottom up.
Laughing my ass off. You stay trying to shoot someone. I told you crazy.
Yo, nigga. That shit sounds like I'm the wildest person.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make Mr. Fresh mad now, man, because I never know what's gonna happen. There you go. That's hilarious. I'm not even gonna ask the context on that one. That's hilarious, bro.
That's what I was laughing and shit.
We got off track though. Yeah, like, nigga, I was just saying, what's up with Dre shit? Because I don't know if Dre is working. Nah, he probably don't care about me.
Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Shit.
Because the Compton shit he put out was pretty good. And that's where I really first heard Anderson .Paak. And I'm just thinking, like, you know, I wonder if Dre is working on some new shit.
Yo, man, this is some shit that I shouldn't even be saying, but fucking as great as Dre is, man, he's also a fucking cancer to the game too, man. He's a fucking perfectionist and shit, and that shit hurts motherfuckers, yo.
Yeah,
him trying to pinpoint everything, man. Yo, man, like, in the words of Ice-T, man, I say this with hesitation. Like, that dude has hurt a lot of people's careers and shit. And yeah. Stat Quo being the biggest one of them, man.
Yeah, that's my dude, man. Like, yeah. I wish I heard the complete album that came out from that Statland, the original joint.
Oh, I loved it, man. I had the pleasure
that's
of hearing that.
That's what I've heard from everyone who's heard it, yo, that it was really dope. And I just never even got the chance to really partake. So,
man, I had the pleasure. But yeah, that shit was definitely, like that year, I think Fightin' Forever came out. Like, I think those were like the two best albums. Like,
even Obie Trice, was he on?
He was on
Shady.
On Shady. Yeah,
that's the thing though too. He just disappeared. People just getting off track.
That motherfucker got shot.
Nah, but he's still all right though, right? Like,
he's good now, but he got shot in his head. So you know he had to get his head together and stuff like that. Yo,
do we need a drum roll for that?
What else? He got shot, right?
He had to get his head together. Yeah.
The funny thing is that when he got shot, I met the dude Trick Trick. My man was doing some PR work for Trick Trick and shit. I didn't know who the dude was.
Trick?
Nah, I ain't never heard of him in my life.
Okay.
And you know, he was telling me his story and stuff like that. I'm from Detroit, this, that, and third and shit. And I remember I was sitting in the car. Trick Trick was driving. I was sitting in his car, and you know, I'm making small talk because, like, you know, I mean, I could just conversate with you if you know about music and stuff. You want to see how it is out in your town and this, that, and the third. Yeah. But I didn't know he was as gangster as he was when I was actually, like, you know, next to him and shit like that.
Okay.
So I mentioned Obie Trice being shot. This probably happened like a month ago. So yeah. I was like, yo, Obie Trice. I was like, yeah, you know Obie Trice? He's like, yeah, that's my man. He was like, I was like, yeah, he just got shot. Is he okay? He was like, oh yeah, he doing well. He good, yo. He straight. And it was like a little 4-second awkward pause. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, but the guys that and I shot them, they dead now though. And I was like, okay. Alrighty.
We need a legal disclaimer after that.
Word, yo. Like,
that's not to say that he was involved in any way.
Exactly, yeah. But I mean, he knew some information. Yeah. Knew some information, and he said that, you know, those dudes.
He said
dead.
Real matter of factly is what you're getting.
Exactly,
right?
Yo. And it was just like, yo, hey, I wasn't ready for all of that. Like, I had no further questions. I was just waiting to you guys.
He didn't give you no details on how he died and shit. Like, one nigga got shot in the torso, two times in the head, and then, you know, within the other nigga.
But people get that confused though, like as far as the aftermath and the Shady Artist and shit.
Right. I mean, my thing was with Obie is that he just disappeared. That's why I was thinking about him when we started talking about Stat. But
Royce picked up where he left off.
Yeah, I mean, not even really. It was a big pause, at least for solo stuff.
I'm just saying, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, the face of Shady, like, you know, or, you know, Eminem's sidekick more per se. Like, you know,
yeah, Royce, I mean, but they go back. So that's deeper than
but, you know, Shady. But Royce, you know, didn't have that role because, you know, Royce was going through his own drama. Yeah. And, like, Obie was, like, you know, really the next in line dude and shit.
Nah, but I never saw Obie as good as he is on the level of rhyming, technical rhyming as Eminem. Like, I never saw him sidekicking up like that.
Just the push. Like, you know, that first album with the green cover and shit, I think it's like Round was on the second round or something like that. Like, you know, that album, you know, had a few Dr. Dre beats. He had you know, G-Unit on his album, so, like, you know, they was giving him the attention that they needed. Gotcha. And stuff that.
They put a budget behind it.
They basically were paying attention to him and wanted him to do good. And then on top of that, they actually gave him an album after that. The second album, and that's with Cry Now, one of my favorite beats of all time.
I think that's why I was kind of confused about him, because that Cry Now shit was dope, but they didn't really
stupid, yo. Yeah,
they didn't really put.
But he didn't have no singles on that album. Yeah, and like after that, like, he faded out. And I think he got shot right after that, and I think he basically, like, faded out. Then he went to independent route.
Yeah, hopefully he's good though. But I mean, just as far as what we're looking forward to this year, nigga. You know, I mean, my ears are open. I leave it like that, because the game is totally different. People don't have to, like, build shit up like weeks before, months before. So
I don't even fuck around and have somebody put out two albums, you know, in 1 year, or make a collaborative album. You never know.
Or they announced that they putting some shit out the week before. You don't even know what's coming. You know, it's just kind of what it is. So but, I blame Beyonce for all this.
But I hope that you enjoyed today's show. That was we had some highs and lows, man. You know, the Prodigy was real depressing, but
yeah, we gotta leave it on that note, man. You gotta say RIP the Prodigy. Thank you for everything you contributed to the game of hip hop.
Yeah, definitely, man. Dupa's a legend and
you
shit.
Know, sorry to see you go, but you know, we're happy that you did so much. I don't know if there's anything you want to add beyond that, man.
The best line that I could is, you know, take these words home and think it through, or the next drama write might be about you.
Right up.
I'm your host, Fresh.
It's your co-host, O.
This is Trust the Process Radio. You can hit us up on IG at Trust the Process Radio.
Hit us up on Twitter at TTP Radio.
And you can also email us at trusttheprocesspodcast@gmail.com.
And hit the website, trusttheprocessradio.com. And tell your friends, tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram, all that.
Definitely. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
You are watching a master at work.